Jane Hirschfield's metaphysical poems return us to precision and to beauty in poetry at the end of this harrowing century. There is a precision of imagery and thought based in the primary colors and in the mineral and in the vegetal elements. There is a precision in her devotion to this earth and by association to the language of this earth and to the conscious figures of that language. Beginning with the titles of her poems, like Happiness or The Wedding or The Water Diamonds, we meet solid shapes and enchanting familiar formations. We meet the noun straight on, without vagaries. And as for one of the humblest agents of our language, the sweet adjective, we meet it here as a sprite with powerful imaginative leaps. We meet, for example, the half-dazed planets, white-scented blossoms, patient lions, and glossy roosters of a large, clear world. Jane Hirschfield's images and the ideas saturating them are alive by way of their beauty, and by beauty I mean freshness, for as we are shown, freshness is divine. Pay attention, the words say to us. Listen to worlds within worlds. These freshly washed words are in Jane Hirschfield's October Palace, Of Gravity and Angels, and Delia. She has also edited Women in Praise of the Sacred and was editor and co-translator of The Ink Dark Moon. Her next book, The Lives of the Heart, will be published by HarperCollins in 1997. I hope we will get a preview of some of those poems tonight. Poems beautiful and precise because of the real and spirit worlds commingled. Lovingly included in the anthology Jane compiled, the poet Mirabai wrote what I have taken freely to describe Jane's poetic process. The wild woman of the forests discovered the sweet plums by tasting. Please join me in welcoming our guest, Jane Hirschfield.